first user probably, prospect user. Then déjà vu OTF mass, so adding mass, model mass to the déjà vu font. Then enhancing the repertoire of TechGIA text fonts.
Right. Text or math?
Text fonts by some symbols. Then something which wasn't put here on that slide, but it was somehow prioritized by us as being a task which should be done, but we thought perhaps we should reorder here, and that's Jacek's idea. So enhancing the structure of math fonts, and then both strangers, bold math companion, which is not actually not a stranger because Johannes had it in his commercial font, but we don't have it, and this unsavory stuff which nobody has yet. As far as we know, yeah.
Lucida so, has a question is,
sorry.
Lucida has a boat bus.
Also, yeah.
And
there's a computer modern built in this.
Yeah,
but not all. There is
not complete, but
complete
but the idea is there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that probably was. Yeah, okay, now we would like to discuss.
It's more reasonable to have bold math than sans serif math or titles.
Definitely, yes.
But
you are not to decide here. You can suggest.
I think, although I'm not in math type setting, I think to go for sans serif math, that's no goal. I mean, nobody uses, so we should not invest time and effort into things which might be interesting maybe only over 20 years.
Not quite true. The only use sometimes you read it if there is some, for instance, many people use sans serif fonts for presentations, yeah. And sometimes it's not quite bad to use also sans serif mathematics.
Or it's only it happens. Some subtitles.
Yeah, but you get into troubles if you want to typeset math in sans serif. You get into troubles. Where, let's say, normal mass typesetting is using sans serif to make.
Yeah, but you are speaking about very complicated mathematics, because it's not very complicated mathematics. You never need sans serif letters as an additional symbol.
That's right, too.
But even for simple mathematics, there are many problems with sans serif, because many symbols get confusable with letters.
Yeah.
For example, a triangle and a delta. And you just lose a way of distinguish characters.
Yeah, but it depends on the quality of the font, because if there is well.
But it's more problematic, even if the font is very good designed. It's really a problem.
Another question: how many people here?
Sans serif doesn't have to have the same way. It may be two elements. In such symbols like delta.
Yes, but still you do have much less distinction.
Yes, of course.
You are right concerning delta, but my experience with mathematicians is that they usually take the first symbol they will find for delta. It's in many, about 50% people use the triangle. So if you read, if you are editing the journal and you are reading the text, you will find it should be delta, so I will change, of course.
Okay, but still,
it's my experience.
Try to educate people and not to make it more easy for them.
You can find so many very strange examples. I recall that some people are lowering, raising key high because it looks for them strange that it's under the line.
Yeah.
They never were taught probably the Greek alphabet. So. But my question is, how many people here are really doing editing or typesetting mathematical or the elementary or the complicated high school text? Because it is important to know that.
1, 2, 3.
Well, the thing is, and you should keep that in mind, that if we sit here and talk like techies, the people who can make their own choices and say, okay, I'm times in mass, I have to make blah blah blah, I use it. That's not real life. Real life is that in many cases you have to do something that a designer tells you to do. So the designer says, I want this song to be, and you can tell him, listen, it's not a good choice, it doesn't work that way. The publisher has paid a lot of money to a designer. He or she says it should be sung in this heading, shows you the songs.
It's an identity.
It doesn't matter, often it doesn't matter if you take a deja vu or whatever, it doesn't matter, but it has to look sounds.
It's sound opinion, because for me, I can tell that I will never use any of those, because they are too much ugly for me. And there are good examples of usable fonts for times, the mathematical. There is Math Times, which is now partially free available, so I can use it. There is a substitution of the Math Times from a long time ago, Belek family. It's not very rich, but it's usable for the basic. What is the basic? There's the Greek alphabets, which I need mostly. Mm-hmm. It's good for times. Mm-hmm. The symbol is also available from URW. It's free. So there are many possibilities. There is another collection of Palatino and times from the Korean offer. I cannot recall now. I should. There is TX is called and PX family. Yeah, you probably know. So we have plenty of possibilities, and they are much better than those Greek characters. Mm-hmm. And another thing is what I am thinking about these, for instance, a double stroke alphabets. I don't like too much though Alan Jeffries, even if I know him for many very nice things done in metaphors or metaphors before. But those characters I don't like too much. I think that it's not probably the future of mathematical typesetting would be not on the paper but on electronic, because it's too expensive. The paper is expensive, the work is expensive. And the trend I am seeing generally is that, for instance, one of the biggest producers of mathematical literature, let's say Springer, doesn't care at all about the quality of typesetting. They are happy to get LaTeX files and to put anything they got from the offers on the paper. So there is not much work done for some better typesetting. And so the work for some better fonts and something like that is a little bit
wasted.
Yeah, it's wasted.
But for EPUB and some electronic font, the Unicode OTF font is the only solution, I think.
Yeah, of course. But still, for instance, I think that if you have some idea of very good typesetting, then I think that the mathematicians who would appreciate this are a little bit conservative. So, for instance, the script fonts are defined well in the old books, and the Ralph Smith script characters, unfortunately only uppercase, is very close to that classic look. So I like it very much. And I told about Blackboard, the classical Blackboard is the origin of that very special font, is that it's very, very, not very complicated, yeah? So the idea to take serif fonts and make a double stroke from that is quite strange. I think it's a nonsense. Yeah. Because it should be like taking a chalk and drawing very not complicated letters. So when you add the serifs, you obtain something which is ugly. Basically ugly in any case.
There's one thing that has not been mentioned, I think, in your talk so far. That is that, as we say, a lot of examples of the fonts that you mentioned are type 1. To be honest, I think type 1 is gone. Forget about, for me, it's forget gone. About that one.
Yeah.
On the other hand, there's a lot of stuff out there, like alternative alphabets. Now, one of the things that can be done, could be an addition to the project, is that you have variants, that you have alternates. Currently, those fonts don't have much alternate, but for instance, CHITS, Pilot and CHITS, in the CHITS fonts, provides two or three variants for scripts or whatever kind of stuff. So it is an option to say, okay, we have a nice alternative script or blackboard alphabet. At some point, we can decide just to add it to the font and make it an alternate, which you can choose when you load the font. So it's not that the technique here is limited. It's just a matter of how much you want to spend on adding more for the user. So if you have, let's say, very good points, and say, okay, this script or this blackboard is much better with these things, well, go forward, tell the authors, we can turn it into a project or an extension or whatever, and we can say, okay, it's, you know, it's not a big deal to add an extra alphabet to a font, but you only do it if it makes sense. Mm-hmm.
For blackboard and for script, you can also say, make a setup where you combine it. You have main one main font, where you've got all the serifs and some serifs, and then you take a script or blackboard from another font
and engine.
I would only add that there is a very nice variant of the blackboard font, which is in Fourier collection. This is very close to the classical blackboard from FPI. Classical mathematical fonts are the collection of NetPy, which is commercial. And the Fourier version is almost the same. I can substitute. If somebody will recall the first version of AMS fonts, they had the blackboard letters of such kind. But it was programmed, I was told, also some discussion was made with Taco, that maybe it could be in some sense available, the sources. It was without any serifs. But the newer version of AMS fonts with those serifs, which is now used, came a little bit later. But the original AMS fonts were without serifs, very nice. They were also coming to the classical, very close. You should look at the letters like N, that is the big differences, R, those are most usable because you have four number sets which are used mostly. Sometimes T also, D for unit circle, unit. So I think it's a forgotten little bit that those classical examples of fonts are most delicate, I think.
Maybe we should review it, but
I looked at the Fourier, but I was not convinced. I do not remember what was the license of it. It also should have a proper license.
It's a big problem for us.
This is we didn't mention it during our lectures, but the license of the font is nightmare.
Okay, I still can. I rework the AMS family MSBM, now called, because the old version was MSBM. I only trivially reworked that to get off the serifs. So I can.
We see.
I can.
Okay.
Basic metaphon sources.
We need more alphabets for next fonts. We do not want to repeat the same alphabet because.
But probably it's true that in Unicode tables are both without non-serif case and serif
no,
case.
No, for double stroke, not.
No. It seems to me
for,
that
for
minimally for those four letters, I think that there are.
No.
Because if you want that, you add an alternate to your font. So when you load the font, you say, okay, I want to have this kind of this variant of font. Unicode is not about
I'm not an expert on Unicode, but I looked at some tables, so
I am convinced that I saw this kind of letters there.
It's just like there is in Unicode an A, but not an italic A. So you have the two shapes, and it's up to the font to implement that.
Coming back to the sans serif math, it's to support Francis' opinion. You have a long, the series in the publishing house, which runs for several years, and suddenly you have to typeset some math, and they use math sans serif in titles, tables, or labels in the images, and so suddenly. Some math comes, you are stuck. You don't have appropriate fonts to use it. Even though you know that the meaning of the symbol, speaking in strict way, could change, but it's book on statistics, so you cannot miss it with physical symbols, for example. So there is that's not a big deal because you have it in text, so you know what you are speaking about, and this specific book. You won't confuse it with some physical symbol. And so yes, I did in the practice need. I had a need for some serif math, and I had to obtain the Helvetica math, the Helvemath series from my professor.
Okay, so it's the question is now that so there are cases that this should be done. Yes, the question is when. That's the priorities question.
Yeah, because from the discussion we heard that this is not unreasonable completely to have sans serif font, but we have to choose. We cannot do everything.
Yeah.
And they're showing up the next project. Then adding variants to mask font, adding variant alphabets.
Maybe.
Maybe cross variants. The using other fonts to.
So let's from your current schedule, the next thing is the two pending syringes, yeah? That's the real thing that you want to do.
What? We didn't get it?
There were two syringes that needed to be done.
Yes. They are.
That's the first.
That's the first thing we that's not
included.
Not this. We don't discuss this because it should be done. It will be done next year, as soon as possible. So that's out of question, and documentation should go on in parallel.
Carol will not use it, nevertheless.
Pity.
By the way, if you could say, if you could send me your proposal for another variant, for the improvement of the alphabet, I'm not stick to the to this version. It's
not ugly fonts.
If you consider something ugly, please.
Because we are not mathematicians, so
you know, of course, the question of taste is also disputable, but nevertheless, your opinion is important here, so I will.
So we have. Well, the question is how we should look through the priorities, right? Yes, and then that probably, and then nothing here is out of question, right? So we not debatable. There are use cases for all those things, right? So it's the order which we need.
For both the bold and the sans, you probably want to have a subset. So the first thing is actually to determine the reasonable subset.
So you would join this, actually, yeah?
Yeah. That
this would be
done in parallel.
In parallel, yeah? It makes sense. Perhaps.
All right.
So it would be just one sub-project, yeah?
Okay.
And then probably bold comes before sans-serif, because if you are now typesetting, more people are typesetting in serif. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So more people need bold titles than they need serif titles.
So it would be one and two in the order within the group.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, good. So we made a step forward. Monomaths or déjà-vu OTF maths? Okay. Which order?
I think mono, because you cannot describe in a manual the other one if you
need it for documentation. Yeah.
You need it for documentation.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah, good thing. That's what occurred to me also before him. So it's one, right? Mm. This is the big one.
This one.
Double stroke. And then in the same league is probably enhancing the repertoire of the TechJaya maths.
Again,
right? That should be
text
maths. That's probably also in parallel.
Yes. The same subset. No.
Yeah,
no.
To some extent, it goes along with the subset.
But what is missing in the repertoire of the text from sans?
Some maths.
You know, there are some things like it's just crazy. It's itemized to take a bullet from.
But bullet
is
still there.
This is one, but there are a few more.
Triangles?
Just check them, the small triangles.
Yeah, okay. We have to find out the set.
Yeah.
It's mainly about
we
itemized
have
symbols.
Discuss
and itemized and footnote symbols. And that
but
sure.
Anyway,
it's checking to make sure that we don't need these ugly acts.
One remark. Anyway, releasing next fix of TechJayers is to be expected. So this is a good moment for including such things. Yeah.
Two.
Perhaps.
Say two at the moment, right?
Mm-hmm. This is.
So in contrast to I'm writing double stroke, whatever.
This
or
this, which is more important? Déjà vu mask front or bald mask front?
I think déjà vu mask comes at the end because déjà vu is also a test for your tool chain. So if the whole tool chain is ready, then you do the déjà vu mask just to see if the tool chain can be applied to something else. And then you do the documentation. I think that goes a bit along this documentation.
Moreover, we do not know whether the Javi group is interested in it. We should contact them. Has anybody contacted the Javi?
Even if they are not interested.
Yeah.
There is only, if they are interested, they may participate in funding. But we seem to be interested.
Collaborations, there's maybe some overlap in because I think there are some symbols in there.
So they have many mask symbols for now. That is. So we can, in parallel, we can try to contact them and to learn how are their plans with respect to the future of the mask.
Maybe Hannes has an opinion on that, but if you look at let's say you have an arbitrary font that you want to extend this mask. Now, déjà vu already has a lot of symbols, but it doesn't have the extensible and all this stuff. And that's the kind of know-how that you guys have. So maybe a project like that is not making all the symbols, it's mostly providing the extensible.
Yeah, it's much simpler. Yeah. It's much simpler than for example, Leighton Modern was.
Right, and for that, I can also imagine that you, if you talk about documentation, that you have a description on how to do that kind of stuff. Additional things, the
X-Files. Yeah. On the other hand, politically, I say it would be good thing because déjà vu is nice font, it's well designed, well done,
and
popular. Rather popular. TechJaya fonts are niche, bar.
At the moment.
At the moment.
Yeah, it's a from marketing point of view, it's.
So number three.
Yeah.
Before bold font or after?
After bold font.
Okay, so
this is three. This is four. And this is five then.
And this is also.
Enhancing disruption.
And this must go in parallel, I believe. In next release is just.
What do you mean exactly by enhancing the structure?
Main alcohols for present action and max current.
Displayed here.
Okay.
Steps, amperes, outside numbers, whatever.
Since we have a few phones, we cannot do it manually. We have to invent
a mechanism
for doing them. And then manually tunes in some cases.
Say zero?
No. Parallel. It must be done in parallel. We cannot do it as a separate task.
Okay, so I do it like this.
About three other things that when we are working
in
bold mat and some serif food we can try and then return to existing forms.
Do not solve problems. I don't know.
Because it will be the main change of all the fonts. It will be the NG, next generation.
Do you think? No.
I think so.
Why?
Because.
And this?
Hans. Yes, there's another thing. Johannes mentioned that he had some extra glyphs that goes into the private area. We discussed this arrow stuff, yeah? Basically, the snippets should go somewhere in the private area. Does it make sense to somehow coordinate that and come up with a vision? Let's say, an area in private.
Sub-area.
That we have at least some kind of agreements on where we can put things. So
That's what I proposed to your father. That his standard could be our standard.
Yeah, because otherwise you...
Yes. And the same with variant alphabet or any substitution, it has to be some normalized, because in every font every stylistic feature is different, it will be nightmare.
Well, in my approach, I'm using the upper level private area in plane 16 or plane 17, so with F and four digits, because in the plane 0 private area, Adobe Minion Pro already has some glyphs, and to avoid collisions, I decided to go to the upper private area where there's a lot of space, and I tried to organize the glyphs in some structures that I have delimited starting from F6, 000, and I could show you, or you could show them as well. And I have many glyphs which I can't name, so I had to number them somehow. For example, larger variants of the delimiter I can name. I have left parent dot D size 5 or something like that. I have some symbols which just aren't in Unicode and which I assembled from different sources, and I just can't name them in the font, so I have to number them. And in my approach, all glyphs in the private use area are numbered and many are also named.
Are there any experience how the official committee about math characters in Unicode behaves if you point out problems like that? Barbara was always our contact person.
Which problem do you mean? It's not a problem. You do have.
No, it's just.
But I can't name them. Or
no. The thing is, one thing is we found here or we saw here is that there are completely different glyphs from the ones we find named in Unicode. So, as Unicode is extensible, why shouldn't we go forward and say these characters or these glyphs should be somehow named first thing, it's placed somewhere.
Well,
so that we don't screw up.
Yeah, so it's a chicken of egg thing. Unicode people will say, show me an example of where it's used, blah, blah, blah.
So you mean it's easier to put them first into the private use area and wait for
Yes, well, what I think we should do is you have this center, yeah? We have a couple of faults at some point. Then we might have use cases. And then we can say, listen, we have this. We sort of, let's claim this bit of the private area. Yeah? That's the techies, the place where they put stuff. And then we can say after that, listen, this character is used so often, maybe it makes sense to, but then you have a starting point. I think in general, we can say this Unicode and even this mask, I think we lost the edge, forget about it. We don't have that, we cannot control things, but we can at least get our little bit organized, and then hopefully they will listen if you have it organized.
Yeah, but
my
fear was just that the private use area is something which is different in each font you find.
Not if in the temp community we standardize it. If we decide that we use that area and we claim it basically, so this we use for Mars.
But Khaled will do it, we will do it,
Johannes
will do it.
It's Khaled already does it differently from me, so.
It's a weird combination of existing things that will be replaced by everything that's developed now. SITS is, I think, the only thing that exists outside this project that makes sense.
So, okay, how this will be done? The private area thing?
So we have basically three fonts in addition to what we have in the
future. So I've put down the private area thingy down here. The variant thing also here, and this needs coordination between.
And this is again the task to be done in parallel. Yeah? Because it's not a separate task. This we have to work out.
The sooner the better, probably also.
Yeah.
Yeah, this coordination. I mean, setting up a list and saying, okay, we will put it here and instead of there, and that's probably one of the easiest things to be done.
And the work is already
we have the model here, except when there are some strange problems. So it seems that we have got there. Israeli monomaths, enhancing the repertoire of text.
With
Xaya fonts, then bold mass sans serif in parallel, in the sense that first bold then sans serif within the group.
Plus LM? Then?
LM, yeah.
LM.
LM.
Open type.
Open type, yeah.
That's the third thing. Then there will be open type mass, and in parallel, we have tasks like the enhancing the structure and deciding on standardization of variant fonts and private area. I think that's
done a lot of work.
Nice.
Do we manage to do it before the end of the world?
Yeah, but that's
but
not probably not a good time now.
Well,
yes, of course. All right. Well, thank you very much then
for answers.